There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you okay?
Welcome to our last show. I gotta tell you.
Oh!
This makes Rock Band look like Sex with Ryan Phillippe.
If you guys want to see a funny moment, go to YouTube and rewind the
You can rewind the YouTube stream.
You are not my friend.
I was trying to do a broadcast.
I figured you want Adam to save you. And he did.
Oh, Alexis, that's why.
Okay, so Jason just fell out of his chair.
He fell backwards.
Into the step and repeat. God, I hate you.
I was trying to do the dirt alert. Alexis just gets out her phone and starts videoing.
She doesn't even bother to try to make sure I'm all right. Adam jumps up to try to rescue me.
Which
and
was
make
probably
sure
a great moment for you.
I thought that would be that. He's your dream rescuer, not me. Are you kidding me? You're like,
I flip into the step and repeat, and Alexis, by instinct.
I did.
Alexis doesn't waste a second. She grabs her phone to TikTok.
Him on the floor in a crumpled heap. I'm wondering if his leg is like stuck in the chair. I'm like, is your leg okay? I thought you were going to cry.
Oh, God.
So, guys, please donate.
What just happened?
Are you really trying to get donations?
This was like
off
a short
my phone.
Like, donate. That's at least $100 donation
Come
right
on.
There.
Alexis just made a short film of a tragic moment.
Oh, should I share that for $1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you are evil.
I only wanted to capture it for you. I swear I'm not going to post it. I was capturing it for you because you were laughing so hard. And when I looked over, you were like laughing and you felt it looked like you were okay. Cuz Adam was right there. So
I can't believe that your little hand, you didn't even try to help me. You were like, grab the iPhone.
I was like, I'm taking a picture of this to remember forever.
Is it a video or a picture?
Because it's usually me that does stuff like
you
that.
Just Have you turned seen off it? The broadcast.
Show
he
Dawn.
Fell down.
Show Dawn the video so she can laugh.
Oh, now I can show.
You can show Dawn.
What do you mean? I saw it. I turned around. Oh. It was like in slow motion.
But you didn't see my angle.
God.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
Boy, so we're back. Sorry about that short
See, Adam
alert.
Was already there saving you.
Oh, my God.
He was already there saving you. And there he is.
Oh, my God. Look at that picture of you crumpled on the floor.
See? So that's what I captured.
This is what this Project Down and Dirty has done to you.
A couple pictures just down.
That is a visual representation.
Well, see, that's why I was saying you're going to want this forever.
This is a visual representation.
Can we put it on a billboard?
Of how I feel.
Yeah, we could.
Like, listen to the Jason and Alexis show and just have that.
That's amazing.
God, you know.
Guys, the moment when Jason was fully tipping back, he just had an oh crap look on his face, but it was like slow motion.
It was
a slow fall.
So you can go to the YouTube stream right now and rewind it, because you absolutely can rewind it.
Say it one more time, Dawn. Come on.
I'm just saying, if you want to go to the day where I had my dress on, you know, you can rewind that. You pervs.
Oh, here it is. I'm doing it right now.
Alexis!
What are you doing?
I'm rewinding.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Yeah, there goes Adam rescuing me. Make sure you zoom in on you grabbing your phone.
Let me see.
Okay, I was refreshing to see how we were doing. So I was at my computer. I see you in my peripheral go down. Okay? Adam runs over, and then I'm like, oh, okay.
I shall grab my phone and to then, capture this.
But Adam was protecting you and saving you. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, that was his first instinct.
Yeah.
Are you watching it now?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Oh, that's when I turned off the thing. Okay, anyway, yes, we'll find... Oh, yeah, I'm dying. We're dying laughing.
She's watching it. This is Alexis's reaction in real time.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, what's going on? Hi.
No, did you find it?
I'm looking.
You should probably give people the time code just so they can make it easy for
them.
Well,
you know, it's a live stream, so
there's no time code.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You'll see it just visually. Just rewind it a bit.
Yeah.
That At was one great. Point, he's upright, and then he isn't. That's the part you should watch.
Oh, my gosh.
So this hour.
Oh, there it is. Okay, here's the order of operations. We're laughing about something, Jason. I mean, both of our heads are just.
Yeah, you're not listening to me.
We're cracking up over. Right. Yeah, we weren't. Sorry, Dawn.
It's okay.
And then. I start cracking up again, looking at you. I see that you're okay. Then I grab my phone.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the moment here. Sure, this is so interesting on
I'm
the radio.
I'm sure that's exactly. If you just missed it, I just fell backwards into the step and repeat. Alexis, not caring at all, grabs her phone to capture it on TikTok. And
I just had it here.
You just had it, and now... God's punishing you, so
yeah, I think so.
He's removing it from. She's removing it from the record.
Now remember, these chairs are like very, like they're on wheels. So you had the momentum of the laughter.
Yeah, you push yourself.
Your head's back.
It's like you were doing a back bend.
Esther Burns writes to us. Sorry, Jason, but it was super funny on YouTube.
It literally. Yeah, yes.
Diana gave $25 in honor of Jason's dramatic ending to this year's Project Opportunity.
Oh my God!
And the Oscar goes to Jason.
Okay,
Madison.
I laugh at you first.
Yes, I
I'm
know
laughing
you do.
At you. There comes Adam. Okay.
Yeah, you laugh at me first, then you grab your phone. Third order of business is checking on me.
No. I look. I'm laughing at you.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
You're fine.
And then I go down.
Then I decide, I should probably capture this because this will go down in history.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is like a peeing on the back.
The irony of all of this is we were
That's right. This is your pee-pee story.
The irony is, in the break, we were like, let's talk about better memories of other Project Down and Dirties. And then this happened. So, yeah. So
yeah,
now
the universe said, no, you won't.
Yeah,
we're going to give you another fail.
Oh, here we go. Here I go. I'm watching. Lex has it queued up.
That's funny. Look, I'm laughing.
Okay,
I'm
now let's see your getter phone.
I'm laughing at you. Oh, there's Adam.
Okay, wait a minute. You just...
Then Adam's there saving you.
Then she's getting your phone.
Then I took it
she's
out.
She's not even looking at you.
She made the decision
Look
to not...
Look at how you're laughing.
You made the decision. No, the photographic evidence is right there. You made the choice to not rescue me. Adam wasn't even in the frame. You didn't even know Adam was rescuing me.
Because I was laughing
me,
at
and
you.
And you just sat there.
Because I was laughing at you.
Well,
that's why.
Oh,
maybe
that's
Pat
why.
Can isolate that and play it
tonight. Oh, 100% and loop it. Loop it.
I thought you were my friend. Lex, you're so pretty. Lex. 4 hours later. Chase, that's an okay photo of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that happened.
Are you okay?
I'm
okay.
Ten minutes later.
Are you okay, Jason?
I'm fine.
Oh my gosh! Like, what are we laughing about?
We're laughing at
something.
Something.
Oh, flapjacks. No.
Flapjacks.
Flapjack.
Jack.
Jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks.
She was trying to think of the word for jumping jacks, and she goes, what is this? And we're like, you're waving
and
your
you
arm.
Said, said something that we can't repeat.
Oh. I said physical therapy. And yes. She looked like you were going through physical, like aqua physical therapy.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And then we were both laughing, and that's when you went down.
Yeah. Well,
so
other
we do anyway, have a limo ride to give away.
Oh my gosh, we do. Okay, we need money.
This yeah. is it, man. We've got to raise $15,000 by the end of this hour.
This?
Don,
my head hurts. Okay. I won't be able to.
To sum it up, I don't have the email pulled up, but it is just don't want to have expectations that aren't delivered. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a short limo ride. But you're going to get into the limo with us in the Jason and Alexis limo, and you're going to ride to the red carpet with us. And I think that's it.
Lex, are you reading the email?
I am. Also, if you want to watch the Vikings, did you get that email?
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it on Channel 5 today.
Yeah. The Viking Channel 5. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because mm-hmm. they're in London right now.
Yes. And Elizabeth Reese will be live.
Oh, cool. Hold on a second.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. On Sunday, you can watch the game.
And Elizabeth Reese is going to locally. London. They're praying for her to go to London.
Yeah, she's going to be there reporting live. Yeah. Oh, yeah. From
she's
London
lucky.
All
Sunday,
weekend long.
Not today.
Sorry, not today. Sunday, the Vikings play in London.
Yeah, so not
9 a.m. here, Channel 5.
Yeah, so go get a burrito.
I just came back from a trip and I'm like, they're paying for her to go to London? Sorry,
not
Elizabeth.
Her. Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay.
Read the...
So here's the deal.
Who fell on their head?
Well, she did.
She
once.
Did too.
It's still affecting her from Project Down and Dirty Military.
Here's what it says. Each show can auction off the following. Number two, riding in the limo and walk the red carpet. You're riding one block in the limo and then walking a very short... That's why I'm laughing. That you're going to walk a very short red carpet.
That's what I said, expectations.
That's the expectation. That's why I'm laughing, Jason. Because you're going to one block ride, very short, all capital letters, red carpet with us.
And Jason will motorboat you in the limo.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
We'll get out of the sunroof.
Those are the expectations.
I think it's just a town car.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. So that's what we're auctioning off right now.
Okay.
What should we start the bidding at?
How much money do we need to get
how much
to?
Do
you've
got need?
To do the maths because
okay,
we don't
you're
do
our
maths.
Math person,
oh,
Lex.
Oh man, we're less than 1,000. Okay.
Ooh.
We're like 900 and 11. Oh, 911.
Something Alexis didn't call a few minutes ago.
Oh my god.
That's right. Something Alexis didn't
call.
We did $911 for Jason's injury. Somebody call 911. No, just kidding there. We really do need 911.
Wow, Gene gave $300 in honor of you, Jason. Will you fall again?
She said, I hope you're okay. Thoughts and prayers.
What's her name?
Her name is Jean Moynihan Myers.
Thank you for being the only two people here that care. Adam and Jean. That's it. Dawn couldn't care. She was doing the dirt alert.
Robert Russell.
I cared. I laughed at you because you were laughing.
Robert Russell gave $11 dedicated to an extra $10 for Jason in retrograde. That's what he called.
That's right. Jason in retrograde. Oh my gosh. Okay, so
Aaron,
we're in.
She gave to your chair tumble. Look, you raised a bunch of money.
See? Do it again. Do it again.
No, I'm good. Why don't you? Oh, you've already. Yeah, you've
been there.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Anonymous 100. Yes.
Thank
you,
everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so how are we going to auction this off?
Okay, we need 911. Are we going to say, is 15,000 just the. So let's. Okay.
We'll get our match of 2,000. We'll get 2,000 extra if we get to 15,000.
Right. Let's start the bidding at $100. Increments of $10.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot for Stormer.
I agree.
Yeah, that's remember.
Increments of $50.
That's a lot.
I might be able to manage that, though.
You're right. Maybe $50.
Okay.
Let's start the bidding at...
If you want to ride in the limo with us.
For a block,
and then we're going to walk a very short red carpet together.
It's about a block long.
Do they get tickets too?
I hope. What are we going
to
make them do?
And you get to come to the screening?
Are we giving it? We better, because what are we
what
just going
to
do?
They don't get to go.
Oh, my. Okay, no. They're coming. They're coming. even if we have to sit outside this,
I'll do it.
I'll volunteer.
Yeah,
for
we're
that.
Volunteering.
Okay. We're volunteering.
All right, you're gonna sit. You watch the movies seats. With me.
They can have Dawn in a mind seat.
Okay. Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll see that and the screening. So $100 right now. We're going to start the bidding. Give us a call, 651-641-1071. Actually, Stormy will be answering it. And we'll hold until, what, 45?
45. So
that's
a half
when the
hour.
Bidding ends.
651-641-1071. We're going to start at $100, and we're going to auction this off. So start
So if
now.
Somebody wants it, just call and give $900.
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah, and we'll shut this down.
Shut it down. And you get to dress up. There's going to be paparazzi out there taking pictures. Brittany's going to be there asking questions on the red carpet.
Brittany?
Oh, not happening?
I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be true. Great.
She'll be there.
Oh, okay.
She will be there.
Okay, it's going to be fabulous, a fun time.
Sometimes I'm giving head motions that don't need to be broadcast.
Right.
I am so. I think I hurt myself. I think because I don't know what's going on. Okay. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back right after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
So let me tell you what just happened. So you've heard us reference him on the show before, Pat. Pat is our videographer, amongst other things. He's multi-talented. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, this is the first time we've seen Pat in the morning, so it's delightful to see Pat.
No, he was here Monday, Tuesday?
No, in the morning. I haven't seen him during our show. I haven't seen him. Okay.
Okay, yes, but you're right. Hi, Pat!
So, he
walks
Stormy,
in.
Stormy,
you can take this music down.
Yeah, you can get rid of the music. We're not going to do this. We walk in. Pat walks in, and I'm not joking. As quickly as Alexis grabbed her phone to record my pain, these two, Pat wasn't even fully inside our office.
I yelled, Pat.
Pat, Jason fell. Jason fell. Rewind it back.
Pat, Jason fell on the YouTube stream. You
rewind
gotta find it.
And then Alexis goes, and blow it up real big. Pat didn't even say good morning. Pat was three steps into this room, and these two were on him, man. Like, find that time code, and Lex, blow it up real big.
That's because he loves to see the YouTube numbers go up. It's his job. Mm-hmm. It's part of his job is to get a good video out there for our listeners.
True. Now, if the tables were turned and Dawn or I fell...
I would
you
come
would
to
absolutely
you.
Absolutely be have, saying the same thing.
Oh, I would not have grabbed my phone with reflexes like that.
I laughed
like
at
that.
You first. I laughed.
That's
and
not
then I
better.
Realized, oh, I should probably capture this because Adam's already over there.
Adam did come to his rescue.
That is where
I laughed first. I will admit that I laughed first because you were laughing so hard.
But you grabbed your phone before you even knew Adam was coming
no,
to my rescue.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Adam was there.
We can rewind.
We have receipts.
We have receipts. I am dedicated
but
to
I laughed
my craft.
First.
So I was still broadcasting.
You she was.
You're
yes.
Dedicated.
Trying to do a dirt
the
alert.
Dirt alerts that you hate doing.
Yeah. There's Elizabeth Reese now. Those, oh, I'm sorry. She's in London. That's right. If you want to watch the Vikings on Sunday.
Get that plug in, girl.
9 a.m.
That's right.
KSTP yep. Channel 5.
Sunday, not today. You said today.
Sunday.
Yeah, but the first time
most people have to watch that on some other sports network, but Channel 5 got it.
Yes.
They got the rights to it, so go watch it.
Fans thought they couldn't at all.
Yeah, without like special floppy disk or not floppy disk, but
flapjacks.
Without a big flapjack in their yard. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, please tell me that. What time is it?
Did someone bid on the limo ride?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
See. Anybody?
Let's check with...
We're having them call Stormy, right?
Yes.
651-641-1071. We need $100. You get to ride in the limo with us.
Or on the block.
Around the block. And then a very short red carpet. And then you're also going to see the films tonight.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get our seats. You get our special seats.
And yeah, because if those people, aren't included, Jason and I will stand.
Yeah.
People get to ride with us, or is it just one?
Two people
get to ride.
So you get
with
a pair,
us.
You get to ride, red carpet. That's fun. That is a very unique experience.
What?
The limo ride and the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. You and I have walked a red carpet before.
Yes, we have.
We rode in a limo tour red carpet. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Dallas.
That's right.
Yes.
Probably the
in
biggest.
Dallas.
Probably the biggest red carpet I've ever been on.
That was really fun.
That was substantial. They spent a lot of money on that.
But everything's bigger there, right?
Everything is bigger in Dallas. That's right, in Texas. Pat, our videographer, is now like the Zapruder film, going frame by frame to find.
Adam's showing him exactly the time code. Yeah.
No, Adam's calling. No, Adam's calling United Healthcare to make sure I'm all right.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to some of our donors. Yeah. Thank you, Carlene, for giving $50. Darcy says $50 in honor of the sleep deprived morning show, from Dawn being late to the Dirt Alert, Jason falling off his chair, and Alexis, I can't see the rest of the message, but thank you, Darcy. Then we have Melissa, gave $25 dedicated to Jason's chair tumble. Jennifer gave $100 in honor of my son and daughter-in-law who work in the film industry.
Oh.
And Joyce gave us $25. We're trying to get to $15,000 by the end of this hour, and we do have that limo ride up for auction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So come on, let's get that. Let's get that money for all the creatives. What are you pointing at, Tom?
Well, we only have $646 to go.
Oh, we can do it
by the end of the show. Come on,
we can absolutely do that.
Are we gonna do breakfast at some point too? Should that be a separate thing that we'll do, Don? You come to watch the show. We'll buy a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah,
I'll take you on a tour of Channel 5, Twin Cities Live.
Oh yeah,
I love that we're just figuring this out on the air.
Well, it's
okay. We did talk about it.
We talked about it, yeah. So with the limer ride.
Should we just take him to Valley Fair for the day? Why don't we rent a car and take him to Valley Fair?
I told Alexis.
That big candy store is still open. We could go there in Jordan.
Should we take him on a hayride?
See, I tried to shut some of this
just
stuff
arbitrarily
down.
She's so great.
She's like, I'll make some 3D beads with you. Yeah. I will.
Honestly.
Should we?
Guys.
Dawn, should we take a group of listeners to Deja Vu? You know,
I've been in there.
She's just throwing stuff. Lex, you are now just throwing. You are live testing things, like just live on the air.
Will anyone pay for this?
Yeah. Should we?
We're doing it all for Twin Cities Film Fest, you know?
Would you pay for me to be a nude singing telegram? The three of us to come to your house?
Anyone will pay for that? No.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're going to keep you updated on the totals. Right now, though, you can donate. It's very easy. Go to mytalk1071.com and click on the Project Down and Dirty button. You'll see donate now. Boom. When we come back, now we were going to do this before I fell, but now we'll do it. Looking back at 12 years of Project Down and Dirty, the highs, the lows, the falls, that when we return after this.
Remember. I'll never forget. I'll never forget.
Welcome back.
Sorry, Jason, we're being
fell,
mean.
Jason fell. You can watch another stream. Just rewind it. Just a little to the top of 8 o'clock.
Are you kidding me? Pat is doing the director's cut of it.
Yeah, he's over there.
Oh yeah,
he's doing this.
He's so happy right now. I can see him grinning over there. He's our videographer. He does all of our amazing videos for every event we have, and much more. Oh my gosh! Look, there's a screenshot.
Oh
Dennis
my gosh.
Wilson on Twitter. You genius. He took a screenshot and he said,
gosh.
You're welcome. I'm trying to read the Dirt Alert. He's falling back. His arm is up in motion.
Dennis.
My God.
Okay.
Look at you're going down.
I used to like Dennis on Twitter. Now.
Oh, my God, Dennis.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag I don't know her.
Where's Phil Jones in all of this?
He's in Boston right now.
Yeah.
Phil! He actually went to my favorite pizza joint in Boston. If you
he
go
did?
To the North End, go to Regina's Pizza.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Boston fact.
But yeah, Dennis, I used to like you. But
oh my God, that's great. Mm-hmm. Follow
oh,
Dennis.
Man.
Wilson.
Oh wow, look at you.
Yeah. Thanks, Lex.
Do we have any bids on our limo ride?
Yeah. Okay.
You get to ride with us.
Yes, the highest bid right now is from our dear, lovely listener, Colette, at $150.
Yes!
Oh, Colette.
Thank you, Colette.
Thank you so much.
Great name.
Who's got $200 and wants to ride with us? That's the next. We're doing $50 increments.
651-641-1071.
Mm-hmm.
Call Jason right now. Okay, let's look back at 12 years of Project Down and Dirty. Lex, I'll start with you. Most challenging for you?
Oh, by far comedy.
Why?
Because we had to do, there was improv, and then there was also stand-up, and me and you, we both had to do both. And for me, it was just hard to wrap my head around going from and, yes, and, with the improv, and then the comedy stand-up, where it's just you and you alone. And so I think that was harder for me.
Okay, I'm gonna change a question.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you know, remember when Wheel of Fortune started giving the R, T, S, N, and L automatically?
Yeah, that was so nice.
Because they knew everyone would say that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am going to remove Mall of America out of the 12.
Oh, yeah, that's probably good.
I'm going to remove Mall. Pat, stop laughing.
Because I do have I'm funny. Gonna,
okay.
Oh, he's laughing.
He's
at
watching the fall.
Pat, yes. Be my
and
friend.
And now Adam's
Pat.
Pointing and laughing.
Adam is only pointing out my blood. He's pointing out my injuries.
You're okay, right?
I don't know, Lex. You don't care. Don't worry about it. You don't care now.
Okay, Mall of America's gone.
Removing
Got
Mall of America,
okay.
Your least favorite.
And are we removing comedy from that, too? Because that was definitely,
she,
for
that's
me.
Her least that's favorite. My comedy, comedy is her least favorite.
Oh, why is it challenging? But challenging is still your least favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
How about you?
Your most your favorite.
My most favorite probably is Rock Band.
Why?
Or musical.
Okay.
Just because it was really fun to learn, you know, our lines, and I like to sing. So to be out there and do that was really fun. Also, it was at Myth Nightclub, the rock band. Mm-hmm. So we did really feel like rock stars because it was like everyone was there up against the stage. And it was just really fun to see what everybody else did, too.
Yeah.
Which is what I always like.
Absolutely.
So I like that.
Dawn?
I don't know. Can we go through the list again?
Oh, I wrote it down.
Rock band, zoo.
The other one, too, I know the military was... We were embedded in the military, but, you know, I'm a military brat, so raising money for military families, in that way, that was my favorite.
Okay.
That one is softened in my... I was talking to Lori about this last night, actually. I used to bemoan that one.
Uh-huh.
That one has grown in my heart the last few years because of not the missions. I hated the obstacle course. I hated what we did, but we had a good time outside of that.
Yeah, because we were all in the barracks together, and, well, we were in a closet with the brooms and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so, Dawn, you mm-hmm. joined us at Rock, then was Zoo,
mm-hmm.
Masterpiece, oh. Comedy, War of Worlds, Construction, and then Film.
Okay. Which one was the hardest?
The hardest for you.
Hmm. Do you want me to be super honest right now?
I really do.
Okay. Comedy was the hardest for me because I really wanted to do stand-up because I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but what was... So maybe it'll be a different answer for you. But what was your least favorite? Not challenging, but your least favorite. It was the same answer for Lex,
okay.
But I have a feeling it's not the same for you.
Rock Band, because I just got here, for God's sake. It was two,
right.
It was 2 weeks after. Mm-hmm. And in my interview, you know, Amy Daniels said, would you do this? And I go, absolutely, that's great. And then they gave me a solo of Beyonce's Single Ladies. And I'm like, wow, that's not in my key at all. I've just been introduced to this audience as a performer. And I... Part of my dream to come to the Twin Cities was to be on stage and to act. And so I thought, I'm blowing this. Every director or person that would cast me in anything is going to judge me on this moment. And I am not doing well.
Oh, wow.
Because I had just moved away from my daughter. You know, I didn't have any furniture. It was like emotionally for me a real rough time.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, I had to learn dance moves. And I felt like I was failing. And I didn't really share that with people. And
okay.
And then Lori attacked me.
Yeah,
and I
Lori
cried.
Was, yes, I remember that one.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's fine.
Your favorite?
My favorite was the zoo because of the animals, just the Tupi, the little anteater, you know, that we got to hold, that cute little thing in a onesie. The zoo was... I got to go to Texas and broadcast from there and help them out, you know, down there by Houston because they were destroyed by a hurricane and we helped them. And that felt so good to, that's what Project Down and Dirty is all about. Mm-hmm. Not to be woo-woo here, yeah. But to, Dan had just been down there, our big boss, and saw the destruction and mm-hmm. learned about this little zoo
yeah.
that had no, and the animals like literally were some way, so many of them didn't make it. And so I got to see just the water levels where they were. You know, it was a very touching thing to help them
yes.
get back on their feet, and that listeners really responded.
Really?
So that was really, really, I felt like I was doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, you just triggered something for me. I think that another reason why comedy was so stressful for me, mm-hmm. on top of just like just the actual project, mm-hmm. was some of the personal things I was going through at the time. And I wasn't telling anybody because I was trying to get pregnant.
Oh, right.
I was on, you know, fertility and just... It was a
hard
time.
And it wasn't working out.
It wasn't working.
And you were very, you know, heartbroken about that.
Yeah. And then I did end up getting pregnant the next few months afterwards. But yeah, you're right. I guess I did not connect that until this second. Beyond just the project itself, which felt difficult, mm-hmm. it was also the other stuff that I was going through.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How about you, Jace? Favorite, least challenging, or most challenging?
The most challenging would have been Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my least favorite. It is, that too has softened.
Mm-hmm.
That has softened in my opinion a little bit because we did have fun outside of it. Favorites, I have an affection for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The state fair, for obvious reasons, it was the first and it was a bonding moment for the crew.
Yeah.
It was new and exciting. We were the new kids, you know what I mean? And it was an exciting time personally too. And then my least favorites in comedy. Oh, I'm sorry. My favorite is comedy. My favorite is absolutely comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because comedy, other than the improv, the stand-up comedy like Dawn, it was a challenge that I had for myself
mm-hmm.
that I thought I would like to do someday, just, you know, just once.
Mm-hmm. To do stand-up, yeah.
It was just a challenge for me. And it was one of those where, and I thought about this recently. I didn't have a revelation like you did just now, but it was a couple days ago. I thought it was a good one for me because I couldn't rely on anybody but myself. I was the failure of it. I didn't have to. It was all up to me. If I'm out there on the stage and I bomb, that's me. I couldn't rely on you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't bounce off you or Dawn. It was just I had to bet on me. And that was hard. That was worrying for me. I got real nervous right before we went on. And I don't get nervous at these things. But that I remember pacing the hall. And then Steve gave a pep talk. And then I paced more. And then I remember just like...
Yeah, you were stomping more.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. And then we went out there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, once I got out there, I was fine. My least favorite, I'll tell you when we come back. Back after this. Danger Zone from the Top Gun soundtrack. Celebrating movies. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Wrapping things up, our final segment for our final day of the final Project Down and Dirty. Lex, where are we for the bids?
All right, yes, we got a message from Stormy. Thank you for taking all of these calls, and thank you for your bids. We had, let's see, $150 with Colette when we last left. Then Alan called with $200. Thank you, Alan.
Ooh.
But guess what? Colette's back. She's back again.
Oh, Colette.
$250.
Thank you, Colette.
Ooh.
Good name. Good heart.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, this is for if you would like to get in on the action, we'd love to say your name with another $50 donation on top of that. Is tonight we're taking a limo ride
mm-hmm.
to around the block to hit the red carpet. Then we're going to walk the red carpet and you can be with us.
That's right.
You and a friend.
Not with anybody else.
And then with the screen, then you get to see the movies and everything. So this is great. There's only four opportunities.
Four. That's it.
For one for each show. And you can be our guest.
That's right. You can sit on Alexis's lap.
Yes. Fine. Yes. Sure. can sit on my lap. Sure.
We'll do anything for money.
Yes.
That's right.
So, Alan, come on back now. $300. Then it's yours. And then, you know, of course, then we'll encourage Colette. But yep. Or if a third player wants to get in on this.
We'll take it.
Let's do it.
651-641-1071.
Got an update for you guys right now.
Yes. What do we got?
Alan called back. We're up to 300.
Yes.
Oh, good, because you guys, if he does donate, that will get us, we're less than $100 away from our goal of 15,000 today.
That's it.
Right.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, there's some Lex's people that have donated.
Her diary.
Okay.
Because we know, once we hit $15,000,
yeah,
the board at Twin Cities Film Fest will kick in an additional $2,000. So we are getting closer and closer to our goal of $20,000.
Yes, we'll get it by the time the day ends.
Yes,
that would be amazing.
Yes.
I've got some people who donated since we talked about that last. Cynthia gave $10. Thank you. Lori Ehlers gave $50 in memory of my friend Ross, who was a local actor in Minnesota, RIP, my friend. Mm. Kiki says $20 in memory of my sisters, Terry, Michelle, and Connie.
Oh, hi, guys.
Mary gave $50 in honor of Jason and Alexis for making me laugh all these years. Judy, aww, thank you for your $100. Rachel gave $10 dedicated to all the arts programs that don't get enough credit.
Yes.
And then we have Daniel Thompson coming to the rescue in honor of Elizabeth Reese. Since made fun of the fact that she's going to London, he said $10 in honor of the wonderful Elizabeth Reese will be on Minnesota Live, Channel 5, 9 today.
Girl, he's
live from London.
Okay. So, yeah, she'll be live.
Yeah, she'll does be there. Work, we love Elizabeth.
Hubbard? That's a maybe.
I don't know. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel. Yeah, of course, you know, Elizabeth Reese, one of our best friends. We love her. We're just giving him crap.
Got another update.
Oh
Allison, my God. Bumped it up to 400.
Allison!
But I got more people on the line, so.
Oh, okay, go. Ooh, yeah, go in.
Allison! Oh my gosh.
So basically.
Oh my gosh. You think we can get a grand with this? We can get a grand?
Ooh, 2 grand? Maybe.
And then it'll be like the match with the other grand, 2 grand. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Peace! Yeah, I know what you're saying. While we're waiting, so my least favorite. Let me just wrap
this up. Oh, right, yes, please. Least favorite, Jason.
Least favorite. Art. Masterpiece.
Oh, okay.
Snooze Fest. That was like, yeah. That was like,
oh,
hey, see? We're asking for honesty.
Oh, yeah.
Being honest.
And
I mean,
The screen printing, we also did like a melted metal casting of.
Alexis and I made stools.
We did make stools.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, this one isn't out of the oven yet. So, I mean, you know, we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
TBD right. of how this one ranks. But,
true.
But yeah, art is just the probably the least favorite. And last year.
We were in that little carriage house. Remember that? We've stayed in a beautiful home.
Yeah.
Airbnb, and we were all together. That was pretty fun.
And though you didn't come to my rescue, I will say something sweet about you. And that is that last year, though I didn't love the construction aspect of it, I'm like, how are we going to do this? What I loved about last year was reconnecting with you.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. We had a really good long talk the first night when you met me at the casino. And we had a nice dinner together.
Yeah, we stayed there.
Yeah, so that was, when I think of
we
that.
We needed that, yeah.
Yeah, when I think of that, I think of Kenny crying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Kenny showing me the inside of his truck. I think of you, me, Lori, and Julia. We didn't have sex in the truck.
Oh,
we
God,
just showed
I was like,
me.
What
yeah,
do you mean
no,
the
no,
inside
no.
of his truck?
Yeah, didn't he have like
it was
because remember you wanted to do a video. Lex, you wanted to do a video comparing my front seat
right.
and Kenny's front seat.
Right. That's right. You guys were gonna do that.
Yeah. But Kenny's emotion on this day last year,
yes.
that was really tremendous.
He cried. He cried because he realized how wonderful Mind Talkers are.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and the work Crescent Cove does.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Twin Cities Film Fest creates videos for Crescent Cove.
That's right.
For their galas. Like the last 5 years they've done it.
Yeah. So it was just that. So not so much the mission, because we were cheated out of a win last year, but I won't get into that. But Alexis was cheated. Bradley and Colleen.
My excavator.
Fake news. Hashtag their win has an asterisk by it.
Yeah.
But we won't get into that. But
it's okay.
It was the off-air shenanigans that made last
year. You were bulldozing like crazy, though. Man, you were pushing those tires around. I was so proud of
that
you.
I really liked construction.
I know.
That was fun.
You did, yeah.
I know you did.
No, I'm saying, I know, and I have a reputation for, and it's worthy, especially this year, for not liking these. Mm-hmm. You have to admit, I was into it last year.
You were.
I was positive freaking Polly the whole time.
Yes.
I loved it last year.
That was fun.
Yeah, so... Anyway,
you guys want an update?
We sure do.
Yes, anytime. Wow. Just jump right in, Stormy.
Cut us off. We talk enough.
Took a couple phone calls while you guys were talking there. We've had a couple bids come in. We are now up to, let's see if I can read my chicken scratch here. Alan came back with $500.
The highest bid right now. Alan, $500? Are you kidding me, Alan?
Thank you, Alan, so much.
Alan.
Oh.
He's such a good guy.
Thank you.
We love Alan.
Oh, you've made us reach our goal, and thank you to the... Well, we could get more bids.
Hey,
keep it coming.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
Are we going to shut this off right now, since we're ending
the
broadcast in 30 seconds?
The time. Yeah.
Okay, so Alan is the winner.
$500, you're riding the limo with us.
Alan, we can't wait to see you tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. You're the best. He really is truly the best.
He did our voice for our show that one time, too. And he came to Crafts and Cocktails at Southern Lights and made some potions and lotions for his mom.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a really, really nice man. So thanks, Alan. And thanks to all of you who have put up with us this week. Thanks to the behind-the-scenes crew, except for Pat, because Pat's laughing at my fall. But everybody else, great job. Great job. Right, Lex?
That's right. All of you. We love you.
Love you. Thank you for being generous.
Yes, have a great day, and keep those donations coming. We got those films tonight. It's going to be a great day. We love you. Bye for now. Don and Steve up next.
It's a beautiful day.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.